One, two, three, four.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in to Robot Person Music with your host, Robert Hoffman, at Elephant Robot on Twitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
Robot Person Music.
What about that Pharrell and Robin Thicke thing, the Blurred Lines thing? Did you see that?
Rip-off song.
They copied Marvin Gaye, right?
Are we recording?
This is Jeff St. John, everybody. I'm Rob Hoffman.
This is on the record.
Okay, is this podcast rated like PG or is it
no,
rated?
It's,
is it rated R? I want to call this lawsuit something, but I don't know.
I think it's more like
NC-17.
Yeah, okay. My podcast is probably.
Well, it's definitely bullshit.
You can say bullshit.
It's definitely like. It's total nonsense that.
Wait, so
that's a lawsuit.
You think it shouldn't be copyright infringement?
Absolutely not.
That's the same way I feel. I'm glad that
it's
I'm
not. I mean,
you're the only person
all, not,
who's made
not
me not feel
close.
Crazy about this.
It's not even close.
That's what I was saying. Like, listen to the bell pattern. I mean, it's the same key. The lyrics are completely
like the
different.
Like, the groove is similar, but
it's
come
almost
on,
the same
man.
Tempo.
Like, a groove, like, you don't get to copyright, like, a
groove.
Like, screw you.
No,
like,
you can't copyright
ridiculous.
A fucking groove. That's what I'm saying.
Good composers borrow. Great composers.
Look, some of the comments, first time I heard it, I could tell you a lot was straight up copied from Got to Give It Up. But most of the songs nowadays are copies, versions, remixes, sampled. Yeah, it was a straight up ripoff. Apparently Robin Thicke has been stealing Marvin Gaye songs for a while. Everybody just totally called it a ripoff.
I think we need to, like, define what plagiarism is, and it's just, like, straight up using... like something that somebody else wrote and saying that you wrote it. And that's not
right.
Even remotely close to what they were doing.
Is it plagiarism if you take a passage from a source and use a thesaurus to change every fifth or sixth word?
Right.
Like they wrote a different song and it kind of sounded like that other song. Like that's what happened.
And the jury's like, yeah, you play the beat. Well, I mean,
and
there's
yet
some
on
other
the
points.
Other end, like Ice Ice Baby won its case. Like Ice Ice Baby didn't sample Under Pressure, right? Like all of these lawsuits, like nobody
okay.
knows how to like.
I mean, that one at least it's an exact repetition of something. This one isn't even like. Nothing is
no, but it went the other way,
mirrored.
Is what I'm saying. Like, all of these lawsuits, like, nobody actually is, like, coming to the right conclusions on them. And that's been the story for a long time. Like,
so who won the Ice Ice Baby lawsuit?
Vanilla Ice.
So how does he win that and him not win this one? I mean, the Ghostbusters...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like...
You know that I need a new drug Ghostbusters theme?
Yeah.
Now that one's a rip. That's a straight rip. That's straight fucking rip right there.
Smoke signals was the earliest form of broadcasting.
But it doesn't even matter. Like nobody even cares. Like,
a lot of this copyright shit is like, alright, I understand you need to get paid, but also it's just like...
$7.4 million. They were awarded $7.4 million, the Gaye family. And the song made $17 million. And they each, Robin Thicke and Pharrell said they made $5 million on it. So if you made $10 million, you just gave somebody $7.4 million for that. Was it $7.4 million a ripoff? I mean, it was maybe like a 20% ripoff if you wanted to get an algorithm up in that going on.
It wasn't like there was like a related message.
Oh, were you about to have crazy loud sex?
No, you fucking idiot.
Like the songs have related messages. Gotta Give It Up.
And you're
I know
good
you
girl.
Want it. I know you want it. You're a good girl. You know, like those are like those are related. The grooves are kind of similar, but like Marvin Gaye didn't invent that groove either. Like grooves are grooves. Like
yeah.
Grooves are just like these slowly evolving things that happen.
And you can't just say just because a song is about wanting to have sex that it's the same song because there's a lot of songs about that.
Right.
Isn't that right, Marvin Gaye?
In bankruptcy, all my property had been confiscated, and it was
a lot of money and a lot of property, millions of dollars, and that was rough, leaving me penniless. And then I was really having quite a political upheaval with Motown at the time, and we weren't getting on at all.
So this is a big one. I'm sure you care about this. Groove Shark shut down.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing they were able to keep going as long as they did. Every year that they were still alive, I was like, how is this even, like, how can you still go to this website and be like, I want to listen to all these songs.
Yeah.
And everybody else is, like, not there. I don't know. Actually, YouTube has come a long way just because I think people have started to embrace it more. You can find, like there's this whole Kendrick Lamar album on YouTube.
Yeah, all the playlists. And there's actually this, I think that's because Google's getting pretty smart. I think they're getting ahead of the curve on the music player thing. They allow you to upload a bunch of stuff and they're going to let you turn YouTube into a music player. There's something called YouTube Music Key or something already out there. It's in beta.
Yeah, rest in peace, Groove Shark. That was, what can I say? It was 10 years of just.
Was it 10 years?
Yeah. I have no idea just how they were able to survive, but it was great that they did.
Did you see this letter? It says, today we're shutting down Groove Shark. We started out nearly 10 years ago with the goal of helping fans share discover music. Despite our best intentions, we made very serious mistakes. They're like apologizing for pirating.
Yeah, it was part of the deal.
Yeah, they got the big record labels came after them and got them and made them do what they wanted.
It was crazy that they didn't for so long, because most of the other places get shut down 6 months or a year.
Yeah.
The other sites have to, like, change their name and .eu, .xyz, like, every 6 months.
Yeah, like, I heard
Groove Shark lasted for...
Like, To Pimp a Butterfly seemed...
But it also kind of strikes me like Lars Ulrich with Napster.
Lars Ulrich? You talking about, like, late 90s?
Yeah, just, like, that whole, you know, the artists are losing money, and it's, like, the people complaining about it aren't the ones losing money. Nobody's really losing money. It's just getting more disseminated.
It just changes where the money in the music industry goes. I was comparing Spotify and iTunes and Pandora. How much they made, like what they're worth. Pandora, $85
billion. That seems high.
No, what is it? $4 billion. It's worth $4 billion. Amazon's $85
billion. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're worth $4 billion. Actually, they were saying that was overvaluing them.
Yeah.
Because they're estimated to make $250 million this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies like that just have really big names that are worth a lot more than just values in their pockets. But it's not, I don't know, it's not tangible. It's just based on, like, a lot of name recognition and a lot of just, like,
what do you think about Apple Music? Have you heard about that?
Yep. It's... That's part of the competition. It's probably going to do alright just because everybody has, like, iTunes integrated into their stuff already, so it should be...
Yeah, it's just going to take over the same skin, right? It's going to be iTunes software that runs it.
Yeah.
It's, like, coming out or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Apple Music. It's supposed to be free for the first 3 months? What the hell? And then what after that? How much?
That? That was the plug. Rob just got paid $5,000 by Apple to say
five?
That.
Jeez, I wish.
Unleash your refreshing citrus kick. Do the do.
What about Ardeo? Do you use Ardeo? Is that even a website?
Yeah, it's a thing that I've heard about and seen about and don't use at all. It's one of those things.
Yeah, you get on it and you're like, oh, this is the same shit. Maybe it's like a Disney thing. Maybe it's like got all sorts of kid-safe features and that's why parents like it and I don't know shit about it.
I know that taking a vowel out of a word is a good way.
Yeah. Or a house band. Or a two-person house band. What about Tidal? Have you heard of Tidal?
Yeah. That's a... You know, it's a wave. It's gonna come and go pretty quick,
I would say. Tidal's a big fucking tsunami. That thing is a dog.
Isn't it? It's like twice as expensive as the other ones. And it has high quality streaming, I guess, but that might be more expensive. And I'm pretty sure the library is just bad. It's only got like a million songs or something.
How much do you think in 1951, without looking at my paper here, LP of Beethoven's Fifth on Columbia Records cost in 1951?
Why is it special? Who, like, what symphony is it?
The Fifth. I think it...
No, which orchestra?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, since I don't know the answer, what do you think the price of the average cassette in 1970 was?
The average cassette in 1970?
Yeah.
Well, that's, like, before cassettes were really a thing, right? So, it's gotta be, like...
That's a good ass point. I don't know if this is really a thing. The 80s?
Yeah, I feel like they started being a thing like more. Like, I'm trying to think of what a cassette. Did it even look like a normal cassette in the 70s? Like, probably not. It was probably some other, like. It was probably like a brick.
So much
like this big old, like, tape reel.
You didn't tell me a price. Tell me. Guess. Make a guess.
Okay, for this bait. I mean, you're not giving me any. You're not telling me, like, it's. You know, it's this one time, it's Leonard Bernstein with New York, or it's like, you know, like what?
I got you.
And like, I don't know, like 1951, I guess the pressings are smaller, but it wasn't necessarily that small of a pressing. Like, it's hard to know, like how many, like how rare it is, how like, but.
That's a good point.
There are certain...
How much would you pay for it?
How much would I pay for it?
Yeah.
Not as much as whatever you're going to tell me.
Well, I don't have one. I'm not trying to sell it to you. The answer is $51.19. That's what it was.
$51?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then in 1970, cassette cost $42.43. I was at a place and the whole fucking wall was covered in cassette tapes.
Really?
And it's like... You bought them nowadays, but they're all fucking...
Oh, I mean, you can get them for free. People are trying to put them out their garage. They're like, oh,
I've got like 2,000 cassettes. I'm not doing anything. You want them?
It's crazy, man. I wonder if one day the cassettes will be worth money again.
Doubt it.
CDs.
Yeah, I just moved a bunch of my CDs.
1983.
I mean, CDs still sound CDs? Better. They still sound better than all these streaming things we're talking about.
You're right. I don't. What do they cost? $20 a piece? $24?
No. CDs?
Yeah.
How Nobody much? Even buys them anymore.
How much
like,
do CDs cost?
$10, probably.
No way, man. Like a brand new Nas album. How much does a brand new Nas album cost?
It depends where you buy it.
Like at Walmart. It'd be like
20. Nas album is not at Walmart.
Like 23. I don't know who's
the edited contract. Version of the Nas album might be at Walmart. You don't want that though.
That's a good point.
You are supposed to acquire new knowledge.
Some shit's too real for Walmart.
I mean, the people in there are too real for Walmart, but their products are family oriented.
Do you think it's fair that you should have to get like 4.5 million plays on Spotify to make $25,000?
No, it is not.
Should you make more money than that?
Yes.
Do you think Spotify is worth more or less than Pandora?
More.
It is. It's $8.4 billion.
Yep.
Really? $8.4 billion?
That's probably also high, but.
Harrison, did you hear about Bette Midler? Tweeting that she got 4,175,149 plays, and she was paid $114.11.
Wow, that seems low. Have you,
they're like, her record label's got something going on.
So,
they control the whole ecosystem.
Master, man.
They did. They bought it for $400 million
No,
shares.
They blocked a sale.
Blocked what sale?
Of Ticketmaster to Live Nation, because that would have been just like a crazy monopoly.
Who? No, I think it went through.
I don't think so.
There's an interview with the CEO, and he was just talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I really didn't think that went through. That disappoints me a lot.
Let me see. It could be bullshitting, but
because the problem is like you get this.
Owns
like,
Ticketmaster $400 million in stock.
You get this upper tier of artists, and if you don't break into that, you're basically not. You're not going to be making sustainable money. They're controlling all the big gigs.
Live Nation, you think?
Yeah,
I think
Live Nation
has
stake in like 60 or 70% of all the big American music festivals now.
Yeah,
it
was four out of five. Four out of five top festivals in America. Yeah, if you think someone else controls what you're hearing, what you're listening to, more than them, you're probably wrong. Because they have their finger in the pie from... Oh shit, so, but Live Nation, 158 venues in six countries, four or five of the top festivals in North America, owns Ticketmaster, they bought it for $400 million in stock, 66 music festivals globally.
And it's also just like, they can charge whatever fees they want too. Like all those,
oh, ticket fee. Live Nation, Ticketmaster, ticket fee, $25 million. You're like, why is the fee that much? Because they made it that much.
Well,
because
there's nowhere else to buy it.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mike.
That's why monopolies are a bad thing.
Jeff just left the room.
So let's make it crystal clear for everybody why you don't want to be in the door.
Just talking about the Wrecking Crew, they were probably the best rock pop band you've never heard of.
Wrecking Crew?
Yeah, they were a group of studio musicians in, well, mostly the 60s and early 70s, but they were hired to play, I mean, they were everybody's backing band. Like, they were the Beach Boys, they were the Monkees, they were Simon and Garfunkel, they were, like, I mean...
In the studio,
you
mean?
Name it. Like, Phil Spector, Wallace Sound, like, all of that, like, Ronettes and... Like, I can Tina Turner, like, all of that was the
Wrecking Crew.
Beach Boys, Pet Sounds.
Yep. And there's a documentary about them on Netflix?
Yeah, and, I'm sure it's on DVD. I feel like the reason people don't know about them is because, like, if they had actually printed all those musicians' names on every single that they played on, like, people would quit buying the records because they'd be like, oh, this is another one of their records again. Like, they were seriously on that many records.
In
I mean, it was probably a group of, like, 20 or 30 musicians. Like, there were a few particular people that were more, like, the core people, but I don't know. Part of the moral of it to me is that, like, some of these people actually found, like, a really stable way to make a living playing music.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, were able to, like, settle down in L.A. and actually have a family and just gig, like, almost every day, like, as many gigs as they wanted, and it actually got, like, pretty paid, too.
Yeah, if you can gig and buy a house in L.A., that's pretty much the dream, right? Unless L.A. sucks! So, is that where the Wrecking Crew is?
Yep.
Kendrick
Lamar did not have a ghostwriter.
Do you remember that show growing up that was called Ghostwriter?
I do vaguely remember that. That was a weird show, from what I remember.
Man, that is a weird ass show. We got lots of non sequiturs. We took a screenshot from the music video in Games Without Frontiers. And there's some weird anti-U.S. propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade float, but of like an editorial cartoon, like the CIA and...
These are our forefathers right there, those four. One, two, three, four fathers in the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking, do you think it's the CIA? You think it's Russia? It, like, kind of feels
well,
like it's
Well, in a later still, there's a... It shows, like, the CIA part of it. And
and like that cowboy.
Yeah, but American. I mean, this is all about like, you know, the scourge of nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing.
He looks like a jester with like a criminal mask covering his eyes. And look, he's holding up like a little ghost. It's on a stick. It's the weirdest shit ever.
Dude, YouTube is...
Oh, yeah.
Children's Television Workshop.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, YouTube is...
Exercise your hands. Whoa, brought to you in part by Nike.
Ghost Rider is brought to you in part by Nike. Additional.
Shit just got real.
Unleash your refreshing citrus kick. Do the do.
I don't know if we're allowed to say Nike. Are you allowed to say the word Nike without having to give them a bunch of money?
I mean, Nike is a Greek goddess. I don't...
Beautiful, beautiful lady. As long as you don't say anything bad about Nike, nothing bad will happen to you, right? Those are some good shoes. Those are good ass shoes. I got this spray. You just spray on them. Makes them look like new. It's amazing. It's like Jordan healing spray. You know what I mean. So what? Google's Alphabet. What is Alphabet?
Alphabet.xyz.
Life is crazy. G is for Google. G is for Google. As Sergey and I wrote in the original founder's letter 11 years ago, Google is not a conventional company. We do not intend to become one. That's why they like... It's like supposed to be not a company, man. It's just supposed to be this thing that everybody should have, and it's awesome.
Like Nike. Like Jordans.
Just like Jordans.
I mean, you call them Jordans, but like Michael Jordan is just a dude. That's the thing, like, it became something more.
He's a dude and he's also his shoes?
It's not like he made the shoes either, like some 11-year-old did.
Oh.
You're gonna have to edit that out, sorry.
Yeah. Google. As part of that, we also said that you could expect us to make smaller bets in areas that might seem very speculative or even strange when compared to our current businesses. ABC is Skynet, more like it.
It is the G in the alphabet, as it were.
G is for Google.
H is for Hulu.
Hulu?
Have you seen Silicon Valley?
H is for what? Hulu?
Hulu. That's the, like, fake Google-ass company that is in that show.
Hulu. That's awesome. Yeah. And it's just a Google ripoff.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they had to pay Google.
They didn't.
Ripping the, it's plagiarism, right?
It's not. It's just different enough.
Here's what they're excited about. Getting more ambitious things done. Taking the long-term view, empowering great entrepreneurs and companies to flourish, investing at the scale of the opportunities and resources we see. What the fuck does that mean?
Smelling our parts.
Yeah, smelling our parts. Improving the transparency and oversight of what we're doing. Send a fax.
All of those things are so vague.
Hit on Deborah.
Those are all the vaguest things.
Making Google even better through greater focus. And hopefully, ellipsis, as a result of all this, comma, improving the lives of as many people as we can. That's the last thing they're excited about? Is, like, maybe improving everybody's lives, hopefully?
Save the best for last.
Oh, that was a strategy.
It's a rhetorical strategy.
Promote synergy.
Promote synergy. Oh my god.
Beep boop beep bop. Promote synergy.
Did you see that Tom York said that Spotify was like the last fart of a dying corpse or something? That's what about right. Tom York and Nigel Godrich have released. That their opinion is that Spotify is the last fart of a dying corpse.
At least how you really feel.
I'm not sure it's exactly true, but it's pretty funny.
That got recorded or whatever? You don't think they said that? Well, you no, don't think
I,
that's what they...
No, they could have said that. I disagree. Because I think that's...
Well, for our generation...
That's sort of a direction that music is headed in, at least, like, for now. I don't think there's any, like, medium of music consumption that has stuck around particularly long in the last 50 years.
Yeah. I think that Spotify is the best user experience that's out there, to be honest. Probably, like... the best streaming site, especially now that Grooveshark's out, I think it's gonna be a winner. I think
it's weird that sound quality has gotten worse, like as a result of all the technological stuff though.
You think it has? I mean compression.
I mean, like Spotify is all streaming stuff at like 128 or 160 kilobeams. Like it's just not it's not high quality. A CD is 10 times, like, has 10 times the sonic information.
Yeah, I agree. I think we need to do something about the streaming quality of Sirius radio. Anybody else hear that? Fucked up hi-hats all the time? I hear it in the hi-hats all the time on Sirius radio. You're like, step up your fucking game.
Yeah. There's only one cable... game in town. There's only
Cox
in town.
No wait, that's not here.
Here it's Xfinity.
It's Comcast. And everybody loves Comcast, let me tell you that. Did you know that Comcast is a subsidiary of NBC?
Yeah.
So what
is they go into that on 30 Rock.
And, really?
And NBC is like a subsidiary of GE, and that's why...
Is it?
Yeah, and that's why, like, Alec Baldwin's character is, like, in charge of East Coast television and microwave programming.
Dog on cop porn being the best kind of porn, of course.
Dog on cop.